It pains me to have to report this to you, but the government of the People's Republic of China has declared a total news blackout. I have in my hands Beijing Municipal Order Number 3. There are two sections to this order. I will go to the more important section, Item 2, and I will quote slowly. Quote, without the approval of the Beijing Municipal Government, foreign reporters and reporters from Hong Kong and Macau may not enter organs, organizations, plants, and mines, and may not make interviews, take photographs, or make video recordings on the street. Those who do will be subject to action by the duty personnel. We are in contact, by radio contact, with all of our people, and we have nothing untoward to report as regards our personnel. Uh-oh. I'm in our control room, and I was looking at the monitor. Our live camera shot was still up from Tiananmen Square. The monitors have gone black. I don't know what that means. We're scampering to find out. But, yes, we are in contact with our people in Tiananmen Square. We're in contact with all our crews. Our crews have fanned out. Stand by, please. We are in contact with all our crews. Everybody has been made aware of the order, and everybody at this point is safe. So our people are okay, and all of our personnel are aware that a total news blackout has been declared with a threat of action by the authorities.
CBS News. I'm Jim Chenevy. It's high noon in Beijing, China, and gunfire can be heard in the streets in and around the city's main square. There are new reports of troops firing into crowds of student protesters. The protesters have moved out of the square area, and as correspondent John Chan tells us, it appears the troops are moving after them.
The army, in extending its control over the city, has now moved several blocks out from Tiananmen Square. They've established roadblocks, and they do effectively control every route into the university quarter. There's quite a bit of gunfire going on. We are constantly getting reports of people being shot at in the streets or having bullets fired over their heads. And there has been some tank cannon fire. Whether that is merely to intimidate people or whether it's truly aimed fire, it's sometimes hard to tell.
John Sheehan in Beijing. President Bush is under pressure to retaliate against the Chinese government by cutting off U.S. arms sales to that country. And in the streets and cities across America today, thousands of Chinese Americans protested the violence that left at least 200 people dead, and some are calling for revenge.